Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and thanks for joining us on this Saturday.
Hi friends, I'm Marie. Now we talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
So what happened this week? Well, we learned a lot about drones from Frank Flight.
That's right. And I hope Alex didn't try landing the drone on the roof. Well, we also had a scary monster in this month's mystery.
And we learned about summer camps, too. That was my favorite. Let's start our review by looking at all the lessons. Then we'll ask you some questions. So pay attention, everyone.
You know what, Peter? That sounds like a good idea. Friends, I think it's also a good idea that you join us. Let's review together.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. My guest today is Frank Flight. He works with drones.
It's great to meet you, Rob.
Tell us about drones, Frank.
Drones are small helicopters or airplanes, but they don't have pilots in them.
No pilots? Who flies the drone?
A person on the ground controls the drone.
Many people like drones.
Yes, drones are lots of fun.
Tell me more about drones, Frank.
Drones often have cameras on them. A person on the ground can see through the camera.
That sounds useful.
Yes. Drones can see the world from high above.
Like a bird does.
Sure. But most drones can only fly for a little while.
Why?
Because their batteries do not last very long.
Frank, how long can a drone fly for?
Well, most toy drones can fly for about 30 minutes.
Are there any better drones?
Oh, yes. The Army and the police have amazing drones. They can fly for much longer.
Flying a drone sounds really fun.
Toy drones are not very expensive, and many stores sell them.
Maybe I'll buy one for myself. Hi, Alex. I had an interesting guest on the show this morning.
Who was it?
Frank Flight. He works with drones.
Cool. Drones are amazing pieces of technology.
Have you ever flown one?
No.
I haven't either. But I really want to fly one now.
Your dream may come true, Rob.
How?
Well, Taylor is borrowing her uncle's drone this weekend.
Hey, Taylor. You're borrowing your uncle's drone this weekend, aren't you?
Yes. I already have it at home.
Great. Can Rob and I watch you fly it?
Sure. You can fly it, too.
Thanks, Taylor. Let's try to land the drone on the studio roof.
No. We don't want to lose the drone. But we can use it to take some fun photos.
Okay.
Linda, would you like to fly a drone? Do you have one?
Yes. I'm borrowing my uncle's drone. Rob, Alex, and I will fly it on Saturday.
I don't think that I like drones.
Why not?
People can spy with them.
I promise we won't do that. And we can't spy on you if you are with us.
Very funny. Okay, I'll join you.
It is 8 p.m. My niece calls. She says there is a monster outside her apartment. I don't believe her. She watches too many scary movies. But I walk to her house on foot. I get to my niece's door, and she opens it. She is scared.
Uncle E, thank you for coming,
she says.
Where did you see the monster?
I ask her.
I saw it at the back of the apartment building, but I didn't see it clearly. It was too dark,
she says.
It was big, and it was loud. It looked like a monster.
I go to the back of the building. I hear a noise. It is loud and scary. Then I see something big and dark. It doesn't look human. Is it a monster? The thing comes closer. Maybe my niece was right. Maybe it is a monster. I move back. Then I see something. The monster is wearing shoes, and it is speaking English.
Can you help me with this laundry?
It asks. The monster moves into the light. It is covered with a sheet.
These sheets keep falling down,
the monster says.
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now, here's your host.
Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk. Today we are talking about summer activities, and I have a special guest with me, Cora Camp. Hello Cora Camp, welcome to the program.
Thank you Rob, I love summer.
Let's talk about summer, Cora. What do you do?
I have a summer camp. I play with kids all day.
How old are the kids?
The kids are from age 5 to age 14. We have different activities for every age.
American kids really love summer camps.
Yes, they do. American kids can go to all kinds of camps.
What kinds of camps?
There are sports camps, math camps, dance camps, and more.
Do kids in other countries go to camps?
Some do. But kids in other countries do other things in summer.
Tell me about some of them.
Well, some kids just enjoy free time in summer. They play soccer or other sports with their friends.
That's true.
In some countries, kids work. They help their parents.
Do some kids go to school in summer?
Yes, they do. Some kids take extra lessons in summer. Then they can get better grades.
I love summer. Don't you, Ben?
I loved summer when I was a kid because I didn't have to work. I had 3 months of vacation.
What did you do?
I rode my bike a lot and played with my friends. We also had a lemonade stand.
Did you do much business?
We did on hot days, but often we drank all the lemonade.
What are you thinking about, Taylor?
Oh, just my summer job when I was a kid.
You had a summer job?
Sure. A lot of kids have summer jobs. I worked at the swimming pool. I was a lifeguard.
Was it fun?
Yes. I got a nice suntan. I watched kids play in the water and kept them safe.
Did you enjoy summer when you were a kid, Rob?
Well, some summers I could relax. Other summers I had to study.
For school entrance exams?
For the high school one. My family moved to the States before I had to take the college one.
I didn't study in the summer. I went to summer camp and loved it.
You were lucky.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
All right, Peter. Well, I am ready. Can you ask away?
Sure. Taylor borrowed a drone. What does it mean to borrow something?
To borrow something. Oh, I know what that means. It means to rent, right?
Oh, so renting is when you use something, pay money, and then give it back.
Okay, all right, I'll try again. Is it when you use something that belongs to someone else and then you give it back?
That's right. You don't usually pay any money.
Oh, well, hey, Peter, do you remember who she borrowed the drone from?
Oh, I remember it was someone in her family. It was her dad, right?
Actually, it wasn't her dad. Try again.
Oh, that's right. It was her uncle.
Yes, it was her uncle.
Well, okay. We had a great mystery this week. How do we know the monster might be human?
Well, it didn't look human at all, but it did speak English. Hey, is that the answer?
Yes, it is. We didn't see the monster. It was covered with a sheet, but it did speak English, so it might be human. Now, let's talk about summer camps. What kind of camps are there?
Well, there are dance camps, math camps, and there are even science camps. There are so many different kinds of camps. All right, friends, well, we have to take a break. Don't go away.
Welcome back to the show. So, which was your favorite lesson this month, or this week?
Well, my favorite lesson was about summer camps. It just reminded me about when I was younger, about all the camps that I used to go to.
Yeah, that's right. You went to a lot of dance camps. Well, my favorite was the mystery, of course. Ooh, it was so scary. Well, now it's time to watch our features from this week. We can watch them together. This will be fun.
Hello, friends. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. Right now, I'm planning a birthday party. Who is the birthday party for? My daughter. She will be 2 years old soon. We'll have a party to celebrate. I will invite my family and some close friends to the party. It will be a lot of fun, but first, I need to invite everyone.
People have parties for many reasons. There are birthday parties, holiday parties, office parties, pool parties, and many other kinds of parties. At a party, people have a good time. Sometimes they just talk. Other times, they can play games or do other activities. But a party isn't a party without people. So when you plan a party, you need to decide who you want to invite. To do this, you can make a guest list. Then write the invitation. On the invitation, you need to give your guests information about the party. What kind of party is it? You must tell people so they know how to dress. When is the party? Where will it be? People must know when and where to go for the party. Should the guests bring anything? Sometimes hosts ask guests to bring food to a party. Sometimes they might ask for a small gift. When the invitation is ready, you can send it to everyone on your guest list. You can send a paper invitation through the mail, or you can send an electronic invitation online. On the invitation, you should also ask your guests to respond. They should tell you if they can come or not.
All right, I finished the invitation, and I sent it to all of my guests. Now, I just need to wait for them to respond. The party is going to be great. We will have cake, music, games, and decorations. I can't wait. Well, friends, I should go. I have more to do for my daughter's party. See you next time, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about summer camp, and here to answer our question is my guest, Cam Counselor.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Cam. Now, Cam, you are a camp counselor, is that right?
That's right. I work at a summer camp, and I take care of the kids who come to our camp.
That's great. I have a question here about summer camp. Can you help us answer it?
I'll try.
Wonderful. Our question today comes from Joshua Chua of Santa Maria, California. Joshua writes, "My children want to go to summer camp. Should I send them to a day camp or an overnight camp? What is the difference?"
Great question, Joshua. I love summer camp.
That's why you work at one.
Right. There are many different kinds of summer camps.
That's true. There are science camps, music camps, drama camps, dance camps, and more.
Yes. At some of these camps, the campers only go to camp during the day. Then they go home late in the afternoon. We call these day camps.
I see. And what are overnight camps?
When campers go to an overnight camp, they usually go for more than a week, maybe a week or so. They sleep overnight at the camp.
They usually sleep in cabins, right?
That's right. There are camp counselors, like me, who take care of the campers.
That's great.
And during the camp, campers do many fun activities, like hiking, swimming, having campfires, doing crafts, and much more.
Thanks, Cam. Sounds like fun. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time. Hey, Claudio. Welcome back from Cambodia.
Thanks, Gary. The trip was amazing.
What did you do?
I saw many cool things and visited many beautiful places and ate lots of interesting food.
Oh, did you eat spiders when you were on vacation?
Spiders? Ew! Of course not.
You're scared.
Wait, who said that?
Who said what?
Did you eat spiders when you were on vacation?
Of course I didn't eat spiders.
No. But who asked that question? Was it you, Claudia?
No.
Was it you, Gary?
Yes.
Yes? All right. Okay, that was a super sentence. Did you know that?
No, it was.
Yes, it was. The super sentence for today is, did you do something when you were somewhere? It's a great question to ask.
Wait, is it?
Yes, it is. Can you use this super sentence in another way?
Of course. Did you see any movies when you were at the mall?
There it is. Did you see any movies when you were at the mall? Great question. What about you, Claudia?
Did you travel a lot when you were younger?
Uh-huh. Did you travel a lot when you were younger? Super. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great. And now, I must be on my way.
So, Claudia, in Cambodia, people can eat fried spiders. Did you eat any spiders when you were there?
Ew! Of course not! I hate spiders! But I did get you a present.
Really?
Yeah.
This is for me.
Hey! Go ahead and open it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Spider!
It's not a real spider.
Those features are great. I really enjoy Songtime and Jack's File. I wish I could sing like them.
Peter. Don't try this on the show, all right? Well, friends, you can always come back on Saturday to watch them again with us. And you can see those conversations again, too.
You did great, everyone. And we'll see you again on Monday. So join us then, right here on...
Let's talk in English.
Goodbye.